5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. I've been checking out our download stats lately, and there are a lot of new people listening, which is awesome. We want to grow this thing. So please, when you listen, if you like it, share with other people out there. Okay. I think we're sharing some really good content, the stuff that's going to help you, expert interviews every Wednesday. So if you're enjoying what you got here, please share and get involved. For all of you new listeners, I'll give you a little bit of background on me, the guy talking the most of the time. I am Brian. I am the director of content for workinsports.com, like I said in the intro. But I think what makes me most qualified to be answering your questions is that I spent 15 years as a sports television producer, as a show producer, but then also as a news director for, I've worked at CNN, Sports Illustrated, and Fox Sports Northwest. And that's where most of my experience comes from. I've been in charge of hiring and firing. I've led large groups. I've been a journalist. I've done some pretty cool things. And I think that's what makes me the expert here in the conversation and why I'm here to answer your questions. On Mondays and Fridays, I answer fan questions. You can email me your questions at podcast@workinsports.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, or you can join our private Facebook group. So a word on that. The private Facebook group is this really cool group where people who are fans of the podcast are joining in and being involved in conversations, helping each other out, networking, sharing experiences, and just having a really cool dialogue. So if you search for the Work in Sports podcast on Facebook, you will find that group and you should really get involved. The other cool part is if you have your question answered, or if I handle your question on an episode of the podcast, you'll get a free month at workinsports.com. Now, I mentioned I'm the director of content at workinsports.com. And if you're not familiar with our site, we are the leading sports job board on the internet. We have been around since 1999. We have over 7,000 sports jobs. We have tons of content. We have cool matching technology. We work with 8,000 employers. If you're looking for jobs in the sports industry, we are the place to go. So let's get to this week's question. It comes in from Jill Foster Koch, who was on our Facebook group, and she presented this question this morning, and I thought it was a good one. So let me read from Jill. This might sound odd, but if anyone would know, it'd be this group. I'm trying to find out what a certain job position is called. Lisa Salters with ESPN has a man named Greg that assists her on the field. Not makeup, not one that holds the lights on for her when she goes live, but he's directing her where to be. Does anyone know what his position is called? Now, before I get into the nuts and bolts of her answer, I just want to say I like the concept of this question. This idea of, hey, I saw this job. It looks cool. Can you tell me more about it so I can find out if it's something that fits for me? I mean, so often I'm giving advice on interviewing or interning or building your brand, you know, stuff like that. But this is more of the, hey, who is that guy? That job looks like fun. And I think that's a cool conversation for us to have. So if you have questions like that, or if you've been out there wondering, like, how do I get to do this thing? Or what is it that that person's doing? Fire away. Let us know, because these are questions that I can't answer and I enjoy answering. So now let's get on to Jill's question. Without personally knowing Greg, although I might, it might be somebody I know. I don't know Greg. You reference his name as Greg. I can neither confirm nor deny that it is. Not sure how you know that, but we'll go with it. I'm assuming he's the field producer assigned to Lisa. So let me explain how this works. I was a studio producer, which meant that my job was I would show up, you know, let's say I was working from 6 at night until 2 in the morning. Now, when you work in TV and sports TV, you work a lot of late nights because that's when the events are happening. But if I'm a studio producer and my job is from my shift is from 6 at night until 2 in the morning, I might be doing a 1 o'clock in the morning TV show, which would be the 11 o'clock on the West Coast. So, for example, I'm just giving you a for example. And my job would be, I have the 1 o'clock hour to the 2 o'clock hour to fill with content. I've got commercials, but I've also got all of the important stories of the day, deciding what highlights we're going to run, what order we're going to do them in, the stories we're going to cover, the reporter angles, teases going into breaks, every piece of content, full screen graphics, all that stuff. All that decision making runs through me as the producer. And so I'm organizing and developing the studio programming. I'm ready to go to the air at 1 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I'm in the control room managing the flow of content while we're live on TV. I'm working with the anchors, I'm working with the directors, the everybody else in the scene I'm working with to make sure that the TV show goes exactly as we planned. So again, my day is focused around working with the anchors, getting the graphics, the editorial content, etc. Field producers are our counterpart who are out there at the events with the reporters. So they're joined at the hip with a reporter out at an event. But trust me, I know you referenced makeup, which is kind of funny, but they're much more than an assistant. They are the co-journalist with the reporter. So let me explain that a little bit more. They're a team. They're a reporter and producer team that's going out there and making decisions on content and on story angles. So let's say their main task is like, you're going to the Super Bowl. All right. Well, the producer and the reporter are going to figure out what angle, what story they want to cover, what perspective they want to give. The reporter might write an intro and bounce it off the producer to see what they think. At the same time, so you're a journalist first. That is the first part of this job. But you're also a technical organizer, I would say. They're the technical lead in a lot of ways, setting up live shots. So they are if the reporter's out there writing their story and getting the idea together, the producer is often making sure that the live shot is set up with the satellite trucks, the IFB, which is the communication in someone's ear that allows them to talk to and hear the anchors back in the studio, and communicating back and forth with the studio control room. So somebody like me sitting in the producer's chair for the show back in studio, I would be talking to the producers on the field all the time about what story angle they were going to take and what time we were going to come to them and how long we were going to give them the talk. At the same time, they're also like a PR person. The field producer is going to be grabbing guests and setting up interviews. And so if it's a live event, so let's say it's like a Super Bowl, I'm just going to keep using that example, and it's doing a post-game coverage, well, then the producer might be out grabbing people to come in and talk to them and be on the air. If it's a pregame event and they're doing a story that they're going to do in advance of a Super Bowl, well, then they might be organizing with the PR department of a team and saying, hey, we'd like to gain access to Tom Brady. Can we set up a time to interview? We're going to meet at this spot. This is going to be the topic of the conversation. So sometimes it's that frantic, like I want to grab somebody. And other times it's that planning and organization to get things set up. This is a really great job. And one thing I thought of as I was just discussing this a little bit, if you listen to last week's podcast with Andrew Howard, who's the communication manager for the NFL, field producers would build a relationship with Andrew Howard. So field producer is out there, let's say they're at the NFL draft, and Andrew Howard is their main contact to say, I want to get Mike Mayock on our show to give a breakdown of the player we just drafted. Well, they would coordinate, the field producer now, would coordinate with Andrew to schedule Mike Mayock. And Mike Mayock would then come and talk to the reporter. So the producer and somebody like Andrew, the field producer and somebody like Andrew are the ones working behind the scenes. And then what everybody sees is Mike Mayock and the reporter. But it's really Andrew and the field producer that have made it happen. So what I did too, as I went back after Jill asked this question, I went back to one of my friends who is a field producer, and I looked at his LinkedIn profile because I wanted to see how he described himself. I actually pulled a couple of these. So he writes, supervised field coverage of breaking sports news and events. Okay, we kind of covered that. Oversaw site locations for live shots. Okay, so think about that. If my task is I'm going to go cover the World Series, well, then I'm with a reporter, and the field producer may be working on where we're going to do reporting from, getting a location. So if you're there for maybe a week leading up to the World Series doing setup stories, then you might be in various locations. You might always be at Fenway Park or something like that. So you're going to need locations. we're back to the description now. Arranged interviews. We talked about that. Set the shooting schedule for photographers. Okay, so they are the organizational member too, who is going to set up the photographer that they're using. That might be a staff person, or it could be what's called a stringer, somebody they've hired locally to come and be their photographer for that event. And finally, back to the description again, and provided editorial guidance. That's that journalism part we talked about. So that's a really good breakdown of what it takes to be a field producer. What is interesting too, and I'll give you a quick story. So I was a studio producer and for National Sports Network, right? So I had to know every sport out there. I didn't know all the details, all the main players, everything like that. But everybody has a weakness. And I would say mine was probably NASCAR. It's just not a sport that I'm that into. I don't know that much about it. And yet, Dale Earnhardt, I am working on the day that the Daytona 500 is happening. It is my lead story because it's the biggest event of a, you know, that time of the year. And Dale Earnhardt dies on the track. Dale Earnhardt, the superstar of NASCAR, who everybody knows, even if you're not a NASCAR fan. Well, I was in contact from the studio because this is breaking news. I have a reporter team and a producer team on the ground at Daytona. And I am live on the air in contact with them the entire time saying, what do you know? Can you verify anything? What are your stories? What are your sources telling you? You know, and they are our eyes and ears on the ground. So while I'm panicking and freaking out for an event that I don't feel that comfortable with, but know this is a huge story, I got my guy on the ground there, my Greg, as Jill put it, who is my eyes and ears and able to tell me exactly what's going on, who's able to grab security and staff and talk to the president of NASCAR and start to get information from people that right there because they are on the scene. So what you often see is the reporter, but what you don't realize is that a lot of the work is being done by the field producer in the background. They work as a team. So that's a field producer. Now, how do you become a field producer? Well, in college, I would stress a broadcast journalism program. Top of the line broadcast journalism program, because it is, you have to learn the tenets of journalism. You have to learn storytelling, but you're also in the broadcast and digital worlds. So you need to know the technical side. You need to know how to do a lot of these things and how to tactically take advantage of certain situations. You execute the technical side as well as being skilled at managing these huge events. It's a relationship job too. So you have to be able to connect with PR leads for teams and leagues and then get them to trust you and know that you are going to be honest. And if you schedule it on time, that you're going to be there on time, because the worst thing you can do is schedule their person for 3 o'clock and then not be ready until 3:15. Like, you have to really be on top of these relationships and delivering. So when I was coming up, I'll finish with this. When I was coming up as a studio producer, I had in my head I wanted to become a field producer. I never did. Instead, I went on to the management side and became a news director in charge of studio operations. But I tell you, I always had a lot of respect and envy of the field producers. They are long days. You're on the road. There are hard hours. But what a cool life story to tell. All these events that you've gone to and all these stories you've been able to tell and all these people you've been able to meet. It's a really cool job and one that I am envious of. So Jill, I hope that helps answer your question a little bit more. I will tell you, I like this subject. I really do. I know I already said that, but I like this idea of explaining specific sports jobs to people. So if you have questions and you've always wondered about how to get to a certain position or what a certain job does, or you saw a job title and thought that sounds neat, but I don't know what it actually means on a day to day, ask away, message me through LinkedIn, connect with me on our Facebook group, ask these questions, because this is the fun stuff. Getting able to share advice and knowledge with you guys is the fun part. So that'll do it for this week. I will tell you, exciting interview on Wednesday. We have Chris Valente, who is the director of sales for Fenway Sports Management, which means he's in charge of corporate partnerships with the Boston Red Sox, which is super cool. And Chris shares a ton of advice on how to survive your first year in the industry, which was a subject we really leaned into hard. So please tune into that one on Wednesday. And like I said, subscribe to the podcast, share with your friends. If you like this information, tell your professors about it so they can distribute it out to the whole world. Tell your other friends in the industry, whoever you know out there that you think is interested in a sports career, please share it with them, because we want to continue to grow this podcast and hear from all of you. So thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.